Vavakama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Vavakama Bavli, Daf Tefvov, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Amud Beis, at the top of the page. The Mishnah says, Shum Kesev, Shabba Kesev, Bifnei, Beis Din, Al Pi Be Eidim, Bnei Choyrin, Bnei Bris. An evaluation of money, which of Shabba Kesev in front of Beis Din, and according to witnesses, free men, and Bnei Bris, as the Gemara can explain, Ba'anoshim Bechlal Hanezek, women are included in damages, the victim and damage are involved in payments. The Gemara says, if a cow damaged a cloak and was damaged by it, we don't say that the damage due to the cow is offset by the damage due to the cloak. Rather, we evaluate the property. The one that damaged more pays the excess. Shabba kesef melamache in based in shaman ela nechosim shishle machrayes im tofas hanizik metaltilin shaman lai mehed. The Bais says, Shabba Kesev, which refers to land, metaltlin, like money itself. This teaches that Beis Din estimates to collect from heirs of the damager only property with achrayis, meaning land. If the victim sees metaltlin, Beis Din estimates for him to receive the damage from them. Bifnei Beis Din, melamad she'ein shamin lo, ela bifnei Beis Din, al pi edim, she'ein shamin ela al pi edim. In our Mishnah, in front of Beis Din teaches that we estimate only in front of a Beis Din of expert judges. According to witnesses, teaches that we have to estimate only based on witnesses. In our Mishnah, it taught free men and Bnei Bris. It excludes Gentiles, slaves, and possible witnesses. And the Mishnah taught that women are included in damages. Because the pasuk only mentioned a man, as the pasuk says, "V'chi yigoy shor ish es shorayu," and the word "ish" is used the ox or a man, we need to therefore include a woman. Tani Rabbi Shmuel, ve'elam mishpatim shetosim lefneihem. The pasuk is brought in the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. The pasuk in Shmos Chaf Aleph, pasuk Aleph. These are the ordinances that you should place in front of them, and this equates men and women for all monetary laws. The victim and damager are involved in payments, said the Mishnah. A tam pays half damage. Our Mishnah holds that half damage is mamoin. It was proper to pay full damage. From here they split the damage. This one loses means pays half a damage, and this one loses means is not paid for half the damage.